You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet?
No.
It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
All right, I'm ready. We're never ready. There's so much stuff coming in as we speak.
I know.
We're never ready.
It's a never-ending battle against the fire hose of humanity.
God. Welcome again to WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning show. And you can check out the Civic Media app. We're there in tiny little forms, digital forms.
Yeah.
And you can text us or you can voice note us. We don't get a lot of voice. Somebody said that this is the upcoming thing. Everybody's using it now, but we're not getting any.
Yeah,
so is this?
I don't know what it is.
Is it a Gen thing? A Gen Z thing? Is that what it's all about?
I think that's what it is.
We have a lot of Gen Zers around here now because they're back home from school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we've gotten a few voice notes, but not a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we got one from a Gen Zer, I think, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Hey, this is Parker from Mornings with Pat Greitlow. I just wanted to tell John real quick to shut his yap.
I remember that one.
He just works right down the hall. So he was just testing out the system.
He
didn't really mean anything.
No, he didn't mean that. He's just seeing if it works. I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's 7 minutes past the hour. It's kind of cloudy out there for this Tuesday. It's going to be humid and hot today. Highs in the mid-80s.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad day today.
Well,
it's just, you know, it's just going to be a bad day. That's it.
Why do you say that?
Write it off,
just
man.
Want people to roll over and go back to sleep? Is that what you're saying? In the forecast. It's just going to be hot and humid.
I don't want to bring anybody down. Yeah. Head on out there.
Okay. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society and also Amy Horak. From David J. Frank Company, giving us some gardening advice, or you know what to do with your lawn this time of year. How's your lawn shaping up? You tried to plant some grass seed a couple of months ago, just willy nilly, just threw it out there, well, see what happens.
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
It's really weird because I had really beaten the grass is gone. Yeah, I mean we beat it right down to the dirt, and
because of the dog.
And I'll tell you what, you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it today.
Really? It's good?
It's just solid grass.
Really?
Have no idea how that happened. Maybe it was the seed that I threw down on the ground, just hoping that it would take hold.
Right?
It wouldn't be washed away by the rain.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking maybe that was it.
You know? Okay. Well, good.
And I feel like the rain in general helps, too. It's been raining every other day pretty much.
Yeah, a lot of rain.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes maybe it is a little too much rain, but I don't know.
Today, just a mix of clouds and hopefully a little bit of sunshine along the way.
It's kind of weird. It's just a weird aside here. We have some herbs out by our door, our entryway, and we have some parsley out there. And my wife found a gorgeous-looking caterpillar.
Oh, really?
With black stripes and yellow polka dots around the stretch. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous caterpillar. And the thing is, these caterpillars love eating parsley. So, I mean, it's eating ants parsley, and that is not a good thing. You don't do that. Ant loves parsley. Because the rabbits ate the parsley the first time, so she put it on the picnic table. And so she comes out, and this beautiful, gorgeous caterpillar is eating her parsley.
Just feeding the wildlife at that point, you know?
So she looked it up, and it turns out that this caterpillar loves parsley.
Yeah.
And the question I have is, how the hell did it find the parsley? Where Where did the caterpillar come from, and how did it know there was parsley on the table? I don't know. Come on, you know, there's secrets in nature that I just don't get.
Well, maybe Amy Horak will have an answer for you. She knows about all the horticultural stuff.
That's the question.
So maybe she'll know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for that solution. I can calm down now for another hour and a half.
Just relax. Just relax. You remember last week, across the street there, over at the Overture Center, they had to cancel one of the performances of Wicked?
Yes, Wicked.
Yeah.
They
had some kind of water problem. They didn't really say flooding. I don't know what it was.
The pool on the upper floor started leaking.
They don't have a pool up there.
Oh, they don't?
I don't think so. You know, they did a lot of remodeling, but I don't think they added a pool. Anyway, they've added an extra performance this Thursday at 1 o'clock. And so if you call the Overture Center. Look, that's all I know.
A matinee.
It's at 1 o'clock on
Thursday.
They have
some open seats.
They have plenty of tickets available, apparently. So if you want to go see Wicked, if you can make some time Thursday, you know, maybe a fun way to spend a summer afternoon away from work or whatever you're doing.
No, in the air conditioning, away from the heat.
Yeah. So Wicked at the Overture Thursday at 1 o'clock, that extra performance. Okay.
Great. Okay.
So do we have time for of course we have time.
How could you ask that? We've got like 8 minutes left.
We definitely have time for would you rather. Let's kick it off.
Fire it up.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's all right.
Do it. Okay.
All right. What? All right, whatever that means.
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
I can't even understand it. All right.
But there is a lot of echo.
I love that reverb. Yeah. All right, first question. Would you rather never eat watermelon ever again or be forced to eat watermelon with every meal? Do you guys even like watermelon? I had it yesterday.
Like watermelon. Yeah, I like
it. I love it, but it's just too watery.
It's too messy.
So not every meal?
No.
Not every meal?
Nope.
So you would never eat watermelon again then?
Yeah, I'm good not eating it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd go along with that. I like it, but I don't like it that much.
Yeah, I don't like watermelon. I'm not a big fan of it. I tried it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I tried the little cubes that I got from Aldi.
Yeah.
And I absolutely despised it.
Really?
I don't know what it was.
Did you never have it before? Or
I have it. I try it every year. I try it once every year. Just like eggnog, I try it once every year.
Eggnog. You got to add some liquor to it. That's what makes eggnog.
Oh, okay.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. I think
just
that's
drink
what
it down.
Some brandy or some.
I was wondering where you were going with
that. Try some booze with it.
Okay. Lots of booze.
Okay. I'll keep that in the back of my mind. Second question.
All right.
Would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader?
Darth Vader?
Darth Vader. And just for an example, if you guys don't know what Yoda is, I have one.
We know who Yoda is,
message from the dark side there is.
That's what
there we got it.
There we go.
Yeah.
So the question is, would we rather talk like Yoda or Darth Vader?
Yes.
Is that the deal? What do you think, John?
I don't know. This is a.
I don't really like either one of their speech patterns.
You don't like either
this
one
is
of
a
them?
Close call.
I'd rather be mute. Just put me on mute.
I would rather be Darth Vader, right? Yoda can't even, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yoda speaks backwards, kind
of.
Well,
Luke, you're my son.
Luke.
But, you know,
I think I'd go with Darth Vader.
I think after watching Yoda a few times, I started talking like Yoda. you find yourself kind of switching, right?
Yeah, the nouns, right. Especially right after you watch, you know, Star Wars. Yeah,
and then you start.
It just comes out.
And then it's kind of fun when you realize that you just did that. So you feel kind of wise and wonderful.
Okay.
I'm Yoda.
Okay.
Okay, no one says that, but...
All right, good
enough. Okay, well, all right. Well, any epiphanies from that?
No.
Okay.
No. By the way, you can keep in touch. I have a new public service announcement here, John.
Okay, all right.
This is kind of an all-purpose. I came up with this yesterday.
Oh.
I think you'd like this.
All right.
You can keep in touch with John and Gordy and WMDX. Send us a voice note. You mentioned the voice note before.
Yes.
Send us a voice note on the WMDX app. You can download the free Civic Media, app and go to our WMDX page and then click on the voice note button, send us a voice message. It's free. It's easy to do. You can also text us right from the same app, and that's also free. Everything's free.
It's free.
How about a WMDX newsletter? That's delivered free right to your email. Okay? Everything's free. Just go to WMDXradio.com, sign up there. How about a John and Gordy email? You can send us an email at jag@civicmedia.us. That's also free. Want a John and Gordy t-shirt or a WMDX t-shirt? That's not free. You got to pay for those. But you can go to civicmedia.us and click on store, and you'll see the John and Gordy shirt. You'll see the WMDX t-shirt. We have another new t-shirt coming out real soon. So you can go to WMDX.com, WMDXradio.com for all the app things, and then go to WMDX, the civicmedia.us site for the t-shirts.
Well, that's fantastic.
Click on the store.
Have we taken a look at the poll lately at the, the WMDX website?
Let's see.
We got to take a look at that.
I hope it's a good one this time.
Well, you have the question of the week there, I think, WMDXradio.com. How should John and Gordy begin their show every morning? That's the question.
Did we have like three votes?
That's what it was. Actually, it's all split right now. So the question is, how should John and Gordy begin their show every morning? If you go to WMDXradio.com, the first answer is Dominic's Would You Rather quiz. That's got 33.3% of the vote. Gordy's National Day Calendar, which is we haven't done for a while.
33.3%.
And then John's Shower Thoughts.
That's a good one.
That's also 33%. And then anything else gets zero. So if you'd like to vote on that. What are your shower thoughts?
Maybe we should get more a few more I don't know. Votes for the shower thoughts.
You don't want to know, man.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want to know. I'm a scared now.
A scared.
Yeah.
We're the ones that, you know, you were anxious to see here.
Well, I don't know. Did
I did
you
give,
put some things up, but it didn't
I gave Catherine two suggestions.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that we revise this and get those new ones up, because apparently no one's going to do our question, our live poll.
Well, I think they come up every Friday, because this last poll was last Friday. So I'm guessing every Friday it comes out with a new poll, and you can check it out every Friday.
Okay.
I don't like a schedule like that. Let's just put a new poll up when we feel
whenever
like putting
feel
a new
like
poll
it.
Up. And the thing is, I want to know how many people are voting on this thing. I don't want just some stupid, 33.3.
Well, I don't.
I mean, can't we figure this out? It's ridiculous to have three of them at 33.3%. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I think we need more people voting. People should jump on the, WMDXradio.com website and vote.
That's right. It is WMDXradio.com.
Okay. You got all that?
I have that now.
All right. Let's see. What else we got happening today?
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday. Tomorrow afternoon, we're filling in for Maggie Dawn. That's from 4 to 6, right?
Yes, we are. Yes.
Yeah. So we got that happening. Also, we'll have another Sugar River Pizza delivery tomorrow to some friends out on
fantastic.
East Washington Avenue. We'll tell you more about that. And we have a Brewers winner, and I got we're gonna have some fun at the Brewers Cubs game next Tuesday.
Mm. Why is that?
I'll tell you in just a moment. We got it coming up here
because they're gonna level off at me, aren't they? They're gonna get even.
No,
they're gonna tell me off. And
everything's
that's it.
Gonna be fine. Don't worry about it. 19 past the hour. Just getting started on a Tuesday morning with John and Gordy in the morning. Stay right there.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy. You can get us digitally on the Civic Media app and get us anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Text us and live notice if you can.
Good idea. We want to congratulate Linda, who's going to the Brewers-Cubs game with us next Tuesday. I recorded her yesterday when I called her and gave her the news. She was very excited. I will get that for you. I haven't got it yet.
Did you bleep out all the...
all the expletives? Well, yes, I did.
I don't want to sit next to Peterson. No, Linda texted us this morning. So excited to go to the Brewer game.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
Going to be a lot of fun. That's next Tuesday. Dom's going with us, right? You're going with us?
Yeah, I'm going with my roommate as well. So,
all right.
And a little note, I guess, you know, really to Dom, good morning. Tom and Jerry is how to drink eggnog, all right? And then he also straightens out the Yoda way of speaking, and it's a German language grammar, I guess. Then he throws a little pot shot. Do any of you speak any other languages?
That would be a hard no.
Thank you from John in Middleton for that comment.
You know, it's funny. My son took like 4 years of German. He doesn't speak any of it anymore.
I took 4 years of Spanish.
Really?
I barely know how to say a full sentence. Right. I don't know. It just kind of comes and goes.
Yeah.
You just got to be consistent.
Yeah, I don't know how some people do it. Like Pete Buttigieg speaks seven languages.
Seven.
How is that possible, even? I don't understand people that can people have a pick
special
up a
talent.
Language. Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
Or people like go to the other... two other countries and actually live there for a couple years.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah. I just looking over the headlines, MSN has these headlines on Edge. So every once in a while, I take a look at it. And one is struggling Detroit. Big three automakers are forced to bring back gas-guzzling cars after a huge sales slump.
Huh.
There you go. Well, is the sales slump because no one can afford anything anymore because Trump is president and the tariffs are killing us? Well, I don't know. Is there a sales slump because the rebates will be disappearing shortly and people are already thinking they're gone, but they're not? Mm-hmm. You can still get in on it. That's why I bought my EV. I get a $4,000 rebate.
Wow.
All those rebates end on September 30th. So keep that in mind, and the EVs are a really good price right now. If you go to Car Gurus, they've got some real good deals over there. Look for their used cars, and you'll find something. Gas guzzlers are more expensive, oddly. Mm. So anyway, Detroit's going back to that.
Wow.
Strange stuff, huh?
That is strange, yeah.
And then, of course, the new Trump human resources czar, human resources in this administration. Anyway, he is distancing himself from Elon Musk.
Oh, is he really?
Well, there is a big piece of news. and, you know, I watched this morning. There are new rules for senior drivers out there.
What? What do you mean?
I think every 4 years, if you're 70 and over, you have to reapply for your driver or take the driver's test, something, vision test. And you have to do that every 4 years.
In Wisconsin or
all over the country, I would assume it's something, maybe nationwide. They don't specifically say it's to any particular state. It's new rules for senior drivers' licenses starting July 2025.
Okay, well, that's
now. So starting today.
So we have to go get new driver's licenses?
Every 4 years, we have to go in for the vision test.
Okay. Well, that's...
Better not be the written test, that's for sure. Can't read the small print. No, just kidding.
So every 4 years. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and then if you get over 80, you have to go in every 2 years.
Okay. Well, that seems reasonable, I guess.
You really?
Yeah, I don't think
And then they check you for dementia, possible dementia or signs of
that's
it
good.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the... I'd like to know where that was buried in the big bad bill. That's got to be something
new. That's in the big bad bill?
Well, they haven't passed anything else. I would assume that has to be in there someplace.
Okay.
Right? They're taking shots now at the seniors, at their voting base. Well, nice going.
Easy targets. Okay.
Yeah, because we didn't know it was there in the first place. They're already making us feel old and feeble.
Okay. This portion of the show is being brought to us by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to them at...
Speaking of...
I wasn't going to make that transition, but go ahead.
All right.
Yeah. We both have hearing aids now, so I guess it's fair game. But it's due to and thanks to Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments, and they'll get you in, you know, pretty quickly. You can call them at 608-249-4077. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's following up and improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can find out a lot more and take an initial hearing test at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Do that right online and then give them a call, 608-249-4077. 608-249-4077. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Definitely do it.
Okay.
New tech device that everybody's starting to get into because it has all the stuff you need. Bluetooth and AI help.
It's amazing. It's
perfect stuff.
Yeah.
Matt out in Middleton is disputing what we're talking about here.
What's okay, he got okay, to say? Man.
People don't want cars that they're making now.
Mm.
Too expensive and overly complicated with all the electronic sensors and unnecessary add-ons.
Matt.
But didn't you like, you liked it, right?
I did.
You saw all the little screens and cameras.
I drove your car. It was amazing. Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
I didn't know what half of the stuff on the console was all about. But and you didn't either.
I didn't either. He says, from what I see online, people are going for used cars made before 2016, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, I've got an old Highlander you can have.
Okay.
2006. Is that old enough?
Yeah. Thank you, Matt, for that text. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the morning. Idiocracy right around the corner.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got it here for you. We've got a few stories, interesting stories this time around.
92.7 WMDX, that's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Producer Dominic Lee is in the air chair this morning, pushing the buttons and flipping the switches. We've got cloudy skies, and it's, 64 degrees, highs in the mid-80s
today. We got Matt on the line right now.
Do we?
Yep.
Matt
wants to dispute the old used car thing. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. Hey, I thought I wanted to comment about the automotive thing because I think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
The CEO of it, it's a lot of jobs, right? It's an important sector. But I don't want people to know that Ford CEO recently said even that China was kicking our butt. And the reason was that they're making simpler, cheaper cars that people want. And they had to change dramatically to be competitive or even survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I agree.
And here we see idiocracy in action. GM going back to the same old junk that got him into this mess, right?
Exactly.
And I wonder, do you think it's like political, some kind of backdoor deals with the gas companies, which is why our infrastructure doesn't get changed? These kind of backroom deals where they want to keep the petroleum and the gas going, even though the public doesn't necessarily want it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think behind that? Because GM had the best engineers in the world in the 80s and 90s, and they actually designed the frame that Tesla used for their cars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they lost their engineers because they weren't listening to them. They weren't willing to do the new innovative stuff that they wanted to work on. So they went to Tesla, and Tesla became the biggest company. So what do you think it is, that hubris that allows you to see change coming but completely ignore it because you don't want to do it?
I think a lot of it has to do with the consumers, demand for EVs. I had gone to Subaru to check out their EV.
Yeah.
And the guy said, well, we don't have one here in the lot. I said, really? He says, yeah, let me check. Let me see. Something might be coming in. Oh. He says, nope, we got nothing coming in.
Wow.
Not one. They make EVs. Subaru has an EV, and it's a really nice EV. Great reviews. Huh. But they didn't have any, and they aren't getting any, and they haven't had one for a long time. And he said, but we have one in Milwaukee. Well, that's not going to help. But, you know, again, I don't think they're promoting this stuff, and I think you brought up a good point. You know, China has made these fantastic EVs. They're beautiful. They're around
$25,000.
Yeah, $20,000 to $25,000, mm-hmm. and they're just high-tech as heck. I mean, the cool thing about the high-tech is that it's mostly cameras and views and blind spots that they're now letting you see so you don't run somebody over if you're making a right turn mm-hmm. and somebody's trying to, you know, cross the street. I mean, a lot of this stuff is really, really beneficial, and it's really good. It just takes you a while to get used to it, and you don't want to use them as a crutch either. So all of this stuff
so
is...
So you're saying, you know, I'm old. It's just annoying to me because I'm old?
Maybe.
How old are you, Matt?
Hate to say.
49.
Oh, that's not old. Just a kid.
I drove someone's car the other day that had that. The little flashing mirror kept yelling at me because the car was close. Yeah. I was like, how do I turn this junk off?
No, that's not. It shouldn't be a response, Matt.
All right,
well, have
Matt.
A good day, guys.
All right, man. Thank you. Wow.
We got a text here from Lynn in Golden Valley. Mm-hmm. And Lynn says, I'm not sure Detroit was ever big EV makers. Last time I looked for a car at a Ford dealer, there was only like one dealer in the whole Twin Cities with an EV in stock. Mainly you needed to buy to order.
Yep.
Order it. You know.
That's the way to do it, I guess. That's how they want you to do it. But that's wrong.
They should have these vehicles out there.
Exactly.
You want to actually try it.
Once you try it, you're not going to want to go back.
Right.
You know, it's just power.
Yeah.
And it's not that, you know, you want power and you want to get off the line really quick. It's that it just seems efficient. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm driving in this morning and I'm thinking, wow, look at all these gas guzzling trucks around me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these big grills now that they have on the latest editions.
Sure.
And I just, I'm thinking, why have all that stuff? Why have all of these gas guzzlers still on the streets? Mm-hmm. And it just seems, I'm not out there telling people, you know, to go EV. I'm just saying, you know, just use your common sense. You don't have to use a lot of gas. You could balance it from your gas guzzler to an EV and take either one, mm-hmm. whatever time you feel like you need to take it.
Well, you know, Donald Trump was never a fan of EVs until Elon came into the picture. And then they wanted to promote them. They put them out of
there's a new car lot right in front of the White House.
Yeah, White House lawn. They've got big flags, big sales every weekend.
I guess they closed up shop, though.
I guess so. Yeah, Elon left town. But,
well, the problem is you just can't give away your vehicles like Elon did. You know, they had one for sale, and he gave it away to Trump.
It takes a long time to change things like this.
It does.
I mean, it does. It just can't happen overnight. And plus, gas prices have been steady and stable.
Yes.
You know, it's not like gas prices have jumped up. Inflation,
they haven't come down dramatically.
Much.
They haven't jumped up either.
They've been just steady.
Yeah.
It's not like the price of beef now. The beef is the new eggs. They said the beef is going through the roof.
Yeah.
But beef, like you said before the show, the beef has always
it's been so expensive. I've never been able to buy beef. Never.
The last couple of years,
just ground beef. Maybe that's it. And even that's really, really expensive. Mm-hmm. About $5 a pound.
Something like that. Yeah. It's a lot.
And every once in a while, I promise my kids who are Gen Zers that one day they will taste beef. I'll treat them to some beef one of these days.
Yeah, once a year, you bring out the grill and get some hamburgers going, but that's about it.
That's
huh?
right.
Where's the beef?
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Hey, you can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958 when they first opened their doors, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Check out Verlo Mattress, two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side, or go to verlo.com.
All right.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking with Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Let's go back to the phones. Mark is on the line with a question or a comment this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, you just I shifted gears a little bit. When you talk about beef, I can remember 50 years ago at Ponderosa Steakhouse, ribeye steak used to be the cheap cut of meat you could get there. And now ribeyes are one of the more expensive ones. But what I've been doing lately for beef is get a little about a half pound New York strip and do the 2 minute method where you just salt and pepper it a little bit, and then you just flip it every 2 minutes in a cast iron skillet until three or four times, and then it's just perfect. Medium rare, and that are a little rare if you want to hit rare.
Oh yeah, but, you know, just so having it caramelized a little bit. I mean, it just tastes incredible, doesn't it?
Really good. But then you're talking about the car dealership. There, does Trump have a big like a blimp or one of those waving arms guy that looks like him in front of the White House now? Because
he should.
It's just ridiculous that the White it's. I mean, just tacky is Trump. I mean, that'll be all the gold leaf that he's got all over the place now, and the big flagpoles now that are a flight hazard to the helicopter for the White House, and that it is just
it's pretty remarkable, is what it is. Yeah,
it's just but Captain Tacky should be another one of Trump's.
I like that, man. Yeah, maybe Captain Tacky.
Yeah, that's a good
Thanks,
one.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mark.
Okay, Mark, thank you. 608-879-8255 is our number.
All right, let's get to something real quicker, longer cut, but it's interesting. Russell Vogt is the guy who came up with the Project 2025 list.
Yeah.
Huge, huge document, and they're executing it as we speak. But anyway, Senator John Ossoff got into an argument with Vogt, wanted Vogt to at least answer a few of the questions, and it didn't happen, so this is cut 75.
Again, I'm here to testify in the decisions that I've been a part of and to send...
You're the budget director.
...the rescissions package.
You're the budget director. Was it a mistake to fire hundreds of people responsible for safeguarding America's nuclear stockpile? It was, because the administration had to scramble to rehire them, right? It was a mistake.
The administration went through a very extensive Department of Government Efficiency process that was very dynamic. Cabinet heads were making the final determinations, and they made adjustments where they felt they needed to.
Was it,
but I'm going to let them explain those decisions.
Hundreds of Food and Drug Administration medical device reviewers and food safety reviewers fired, I guess, accidentally, and then rehired. A mistake, right?
I'm going to let the cabinet secretaries explain the decisions and what was going on.
National Weather Service employees fired, scrambling to rehire them. It's a mistake. I met Mr. Vogt, a gentleman in Georgia, whose son is an astrophysicist.
Wow.
Recently trained by an elite U.S. university. I mean, these are the folks that we really need serving the American people, who had just been hired by the federal government and was summarily terminated, not on the basis of any individualized determination about his performance, but simply because he was a probationary employee who is now working in Beijing. You guys are making mistakes, and I want to focus on the mistakes that you're making at the CDC.
Senator, are you suggesting the CDC performed well in the last pandemic?
I asked you whether you have fired or tried to fire a quarter of the CDC workforce.
I can't answer the question because I don't have...
You have, and your budget request for FY26 would cut the CDC budget in more than half, correct? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Center for Disease Control...
No, answer the question.
They were incompetent.
Answer the question, Mr. Vogt. Does your budget request seek to cut by more than half the CDC budget?
We certainly seek to cut and reduce
by more than half the CDC budget. And whatever criticism you have about their past performance, they are essential to public health and epidemiological defense in the United States. You're crushing morale, you're crushing capability, and you're destroying my constituents' lives. And I am grateful for the commitment you've made to come to Georgia and visit the CDC and sit down with those employees. Thank you, Madam Chair.
The Biden administration.
I don't want to hear about the Biden administration. You're here on behalf of the Trump administration.
I would just point out, Senator, that the Biden administration thought the need to put forward a reform proposal because of the performance of CDC in their performance in the global pandemic of COVID. The CDC can be and should be reformed. Our budget reflects that.
Yeah. So okay. He has it out for the CDC because, again, the megas, the Republicans, never liked COVID. No one liked it.
No.
But they didn't want to deal with it. They just wanted people to die off. Those people who got sick, okay. That's the way it is.
Okay.
Herd immunity they wanted, yes. Remember? And they didn't like the CDC making like decisions for everybody in this country. It's called health.
Yes. 6:48, when we come back, Dane County Humane Society, next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right. You gonna do your impression here?
My Michael McDonald impression.
It's like, to be cremated.
Now you do yours.
It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dom doesn't know the humor behind Michael McDonald, right?
I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
Michael McDonald.
All.
A great singer.
No,
in some people's
he's not really
minds.
But he was on every record.
He was on Steely Dan records. He was on a lot of records.
That's right. And
the background singer.
The bit I remember is on Second City TV.
Yeah.
Where they had a guy doing a Michael McDonald impression, and it was just every song ever recorded was done by Michael McDonald.
Okay.
My God, I can't stand that guy's voice. I want to rip my hair out.
Okay.
All right, let's get
6:53. Dane County Humane Society. Yes. And by the way, this segment of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Serenity Pet Spa. Give your pup a spa day they deserve. Serenity Pet Spa, 3 locations, Madison East and West, and their new location in Middleton. They helped to bring us the Dane County Humane Society
Junction
segment
Road, somewhere
here.
Around there.
Good All morning, right. Lisa Bernard. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Doing great. You've got some
you got quite
pets
a lineup
up
here.
For adoption here. Let's get to it. We got.
I'm very dog focused today.
Yes, you are.
Dog days of summer, right?
Exactly.
That makes perfect sense. So let's get to the first dog in the lineup here.
Yes. So we're going with Solo. He's a 6-month-old boxer mix who's eager to learn the ways of the force.
he's cute.
Very
slim.
He is cute. He's slim. He's mostly white. He's got some brown spots on his ears and on his body. And he's nearly 30 pounds and growing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit nervous, but he's young.
Yeah.
Once he trusts you and he's comfortable, he's very loyal, stays by your side. He's really friendly and playful, and he loves, surprisingly, treats.
Yeah.
He's still learning, so he's looking for a patient family who's going to work with him on building his confidence as well as his positive reinforcement training.
Yeah.
So he can be the best Jedi he can be.
So he's 6 months old and he's 30 pounds. How big will he get, do you think?
You know, that's really hard to say because it depends what that other mix is. It's very possible he could get upwards to 45, 50, maybe a little bit more.
Right.
But it depends what that other breed
whatever the mix
is.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So. And well, you know, he's cute.
Very cute.
Cute dog.
Very cute.
All right. What else
folks
do we
can
have
watch
there?
On Facebook yeah. or YouTube
oh, yeah,
right
I
want now,
to mention
by the way?
It. Right. Okay. Facebook. You could see the pictures of yeah. each one of these pets.
Okay. Who's next?
Yes. So we're going to go with Lucky. He's a 3-year-old Chihuahua with a short brown coat. he came to DCHS earlier this month. He may be little, but he's just 11 pounds, just over 11 pounds. Yeah. But he's big on personality.
Yeah.
He really enjoys being around people and will climb into your lap if you kneel down next to him. He loves to receive attention, likes to stay nearby you. He doesn't mind being held, but he will let you know when he wants down because he can be a bit vocal. He's not afraid to use his voice, so that might not be great for an apartment style setting.
Yeah.
Okay. But he also may do better in a home without other dogs because he wants all the attention, the lap time, love, and treats. He's also staying quiet in a quieter area of the shelter because he's a little nervous at the shelter right now.
All right.
Now you have one more dog here. Let's get to that one quickly.
Well, for those David Bowie fans, we have Bowie.
Wow.
okay.
I know I'm taking you guys from an 11-pound dog to now an approximately 130-pound dog.
Yeah.
Bowie.
Okay.
Yes.
He's a tall dog. He's not heavy or anything. He's big.
He's gorgeous. He's a 5-year-old black and white St. Bernard standard poodle mix.
Wow.
When he came in, his hair was a lot longer, which made me think of an English sheepdog. Yeah. But now that they've given him a bit of a haircut, he's still poofy, but he's more trim. He came to BCHS in June, and while he was adopted, it wasn't the right fit, so now we're trying to help him find a new home. He's very friendly, likes to receive pets. He tends to pull on leash, and because he's so big and strong, that's why we're recommending he go to a home with a fenced-in yard, because he needs some help with his leash skills.
Yeah.
And he's been around other dogs, but we suggest slow introductions. He'd likely thrive more in a home without small children just because of his size. He can knock kids down pretty easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's looking for a family who's also going to continue working with him on his training and spoil him with lots of fun adventures and love.
How old Very is this dog?
5 years.
Okay. All right. Okay. Great age.
So we have Bowie, we have Lucky, and Solo, and I'm sure you have other pets that are up for adoption. Lisa, if people want to find out more, what's the best way to do that?
Stop by our shelter or visit our website at giveshelter.org/adopt.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, great lineup of pets. Thank you.
Lisa, thank you very much. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks. That's Lisa Bernard from Dane County Humane Society.
I have a border collie, very much same color as that big dog there.
Yeah.
Bowie. And I got to say that, you know, when they tug on the leash, ours is about 45 pounds. So I always compare it to like having a 45-pound bag of dog food running full speed ahead. That's what it's like.
A little difficult to control.
It is.
At times.
It is fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we appreciate Lisa Bernard being with us from Dane County Humane Society. Coming up in our next hour, we'll talk to Amy Horak from David J. Frank about what to do with your lawn and garden this time of year. That's coming up.
We've got politics too, you know. I got a whole bunch of stuff coming up here. So
right around the corner.
Yeah.
John and Gordy in the morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.